the field to finally hear the name called.
Obviously, it's a great honor and be drafted by an NHL team, and I obviously show interest. And, yeah, obviously, the wait, didn't see it coming, but, now it's just, prove other teams wrong, and do what I gotta do and make Columbus right.
Is it a motivation for you to really keep them?
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, a lot of teams passed, and I feel that, they're missing out, and I think Columbus, made a great choice, and hope to prove them right.
Were you surprised how long it took, and what was the feeling with each pitch?
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought, projections and all that stuff, but I slowly kind of felt weird. Yeah, that weird feeling every pick, that took to get to you, and then finally you got called, kind of went away, and now you just gotta, prove those that didn't want you wrong.
Was Columbus on your radar of teams that you thought you might go
through? Yeah, possibly. I mean, I didn't know for sure. I had a good interview with them and everything like that, and I'm just happy to be selected.
Yeah, regardless of where you got picked, being a Minnesota kid and having the draft here in Minnesota, how much will that be a big part of your memory base?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously it's great being a hometown kid. I have a lot of support, a lot of family and friends, and now I'm just happy to be part of a team and go from here.
You're also in a fraternity of a lot of other local guys. You said it was fun to sit and watch the guys you played against, the guys you already know. It was a kind of a cool experience to see that happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great players here, and it's great to see a lot of them get selected, and know that you played against these guys and played with them, and now it's just next step, and eventually gonna be playing against some more and playing with some of them, so it's gonna be great.
You mentioned proving wrong 3 times now. What does that mean to you? Are you gonna work harder than ever now? Is this something that the other players said that they're
going to
start working on right now?
Oh, yeah. I'll start working on Monday for sure. And, when you say prove them wrong, just teams that didn't want you, won't say it on the air, but, there's other things you can, just want to play with a little bit of an edge and, just show them why they should have picked you, prove them wrong, so.
Sort of
like Justin Buffalo,
he said, I never had a chance to be drafted, and then he's
going to
go out to be a tremendous player. So,
something
else to kind of keep in the back of your mind, too,
that
there's other great players out there that
don't
get this job.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been told a lot. It's a number. You get drafted, you're a number, and after that, it's what you do. It's what you do after the draft, and, what you're willing to do. You got to be willing to pay a price to, get to where you want to go, and, see what happens.
So, for the past couple hours, you might
stay with
Ben. I mean,
you
can put that into words.
Yeah, it got really long. At the point, I kind of get a little frustrated, but when it's all said and done, as I said before, you're just a number in this draft, and now it's what you do afterwards.
How about where you're going on Saturday?
Oh, for sure, it's gonna be great. I mean, anywhere would have been great, and I'm happy Columbus selected me and showed interest, and I'm gonna do whatever I can to help the club.
Party and be kind of the Minnesota fraternity of being drafted, huh?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It might be a long night. I don't know. Who knows? But well, it'll be fun. We'll have a good time and enjoy every second of it.
Well,